For decades, Tacoma residents have been able to get high-speed internet and cable TV through a city-run company called Click. Click is part of Tacoma's public utility department, but now Tacoma's considering an offer to lease its internet and cable utilities to a private company called Wave. Bill Gaines is CEO at Tacoma Public Utilities. He says the decision to leave Click has not been easy.
We love Click. We love the concept of Click. We love the people that work at Click. But at the same time, as the stewards of a $100, $200 million public investment, we as the management here have a duty to identify problems when they're occurring and to bring forward solutions.
Very few cities provide their own internet and cable services. Bill Schreier is former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. He told Ross Reynolds why city-owned internet and cable rarely work.
Typically in the United States, there's only a single cable provider in each community. It might be Comcast, it might be Wave Broadband, it might be Cox Communications. But typically, in any given neighborhood, you only have one cable provider because stringing the wires, stringing the cables for multiple providers is an expensive proposition. So that's a major reason that cities don't get into the business as well.
And if you want to do it, you've got to run your own wire. You can't use the other guys.
Well, that also is an interesting question. Typically, that's the case. For cable television, you have to run your own wires. Tacoma Public Utilities, Tacoma Click, is a little bit unique in that. They offer the cable service themselves, the cable TV service, but they don't offer the internet service. They wholesale that, so there are actually at least three providers that provide internet service over Tacoma Click's network to Tacoma Click subscribers.
Now, what isn't working in Tacoma, as far as your understanding?
Well, there's two major problems. They do not have a large enough subscriber base to really make it work from a financial point of view. So that means that Tacoma Power, it's my understanding, needs to subsidize the network to the tune of $8 or $9 million. Now, use the word subsidize, but actually Tacoma Power also uses the network to manage part of its electric grid. So one problem is that financially it just doesn't pencil out. It doesn't work. A second problem is that because it doesn't work financially, they've been unable to do infrastructure upgrades to actually keep up with the competition, so to speak. For example, what most cable companies now have had a fiber network cable to boxes or locations in the neighborhood, and then coaxial cable, old copper wire cable, to individual homes. Well, cable companies have been putting the fiber closer and closer to homes, which gets a higher and higher speed. And Tacoma Click's been unable to keep up with innovations like that.
And that's going to be costly to run the fiber that final length.
That is correct. A fiber to the premise network, it's called fiber to the premise because the fiber runs to each premise. Like in Seattle, with 300,000 homes or so, might cost $400 million to $450 million just to run the cable past the premises. It's an expensive proposition.
Well, what's it say to the rest of the nation where some cities already have this service that they're providing and others like Seattle are considering it? What's it say if Tacoma can't kind of make a run of it?
Well, I think it should give any city a pause before it starts operating its own municipal system. So one significant pause that cities should think about is the competition. So certainly Tacoma Click subscribers have lower costs than subscribers in surrounding areas, maybe $5 to $10 a month lower.
Is that both for cable TV and for internet?
That's for cable TV. And that's primarily because there's competition. People in Tacoma have a choice. They can choose Click or one of its affiliates on internet, or they can choose Comcast. In almost every neighborhood in Seattle, there is no choice. You have, for cable TV or cable service, you either choose Comcast or Wave, depending on your neighborhood.
Now, how is Wave, this company that the city of Tacoma will lease the cable TV service to, going to be able to compete any better than the city was able to compete? They're still up against Comcast, which is a huge company. Won't they face the same kind of competition, and they're a much smaller company?
Well, to some extent, that's true. Wave Broadband has about 400,000 subscribers, whereas Comcast has 23 million. But Click has got 20,000. So if you're going out to get programming, like get ESPN, for example, programming, or the History Channel or the Sci-Fi Channel, they're going to give a bigger cable company a much better deal in terms of a per-subscriber rate. So it's going to cost Tacoma Click more. Wave Broadband is in a better competitive situation from that point of view. Plus, Wave's been successful in a number of markets. They've successfully put together cable systems in Port Angeles, for example, part of Seattle, the east side of Lake Washington. So they've demonstrated capability, they've demonstrated success, and a business plan that works.
If Tacoma decides to go ahead and lease the service to Wave to sell the cable TV service, what's that going to mean for customers?
It's unclear at this point. Certainly, Tacoma will still have competition. Tacoma residents will still be able to choose Comcast and Wave Broadband, even though they're both private companies. Will rates go up? Perhaps rates will go up. But again, rates are pretty close to what subscribers would pay outside now. Again, maybe $5 to $10 a month. So it's unclear that there will be much change at all for Tacoma residents.
Bill Schreier is the former chief technology officer for the city of Seattle. He spoke with Ross Reynolds. The next public meeting in Tacoma to discuss leasing Click will be on April 23rd. If you're a Click customer or you live in Tacoma, send your thoughts about this potential change to record@kuow.org. We'd love to hear from you.